Good afternoon, Durango. This is Nick Peterson with you from Loveland, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the 2017 CBA Western Regional State Qualifying Event. I am judging you in the caption of visual effect this afternoon. Really looking forward to a great run. Conditions are really nice down there with minimal wind and good temperatures. Great view up here from the press box of the overall setup you have. Turning the tables, I see the sort of turntable design there on the more or less there with the red center. Let's see what goes on with this. I'm really excited. Wishing you the very best of luck. Glad you're here. I'll be with you as we get started. All right, once again, best of luck. Here we go. So the creation of a turntable record, I guess, here with the winds. Can I get a sense of what that is? Oh, okay. So contrary circular motion. This works from a visual interest and engagement standpoint. Fairly decent sense of achievement from the winds and making this visual idea believable. Good for you guys. Nice use of the back of the uniform as you expand into these little vignettes. Variations in the upper body facing kind of take away from that sense of unity, as well as the difficulties people have jazz running with a uniform style. That little Nick's meter pulse there was really rough in terms of achievement of the feat there from person to person. But I appreciate the attempt there of visual musicality. Hey, nice little moment there of impact. I think the color guard adds a lot of value there. This little halftime march here works pretty well. Careful that it doesn't deteriorate, though. You want to continue the visual power all the way through there. Even though the music decrescendos and softens there at the end of that halftime, I want to make sure the marching still stays strong. You know, there's that jazz run skill set again there. Not really well achieved there in the flutes. And also a bit of a awkwardness there because you had some negative space there in the center. And the color guard was pushed so far back, they were kind of an afterthought in terms of visual cohesion and communicating as a full unit, you know, as a group. It just didn't quite feel like it locked in. The unevenness of the spacing in the color guard, too, is another concern. Ladies, you do a decent job overall, really adding value. The plié, nice sense of detail. Again, kind of adds some contrast and freshness to the visual phrase there. All right, I'll buy that. Interesting form that the drum lines are in here, kind of like the needle of the turntable, maybe? Not sure. Contrary motion pass-throughs work well enough. There's some minor inconsistencies from person to person in terms of the crossing counts of the yard lines, but still readable. Pulling the red platform to motivate the contrary motion. Now this works. This has a very balanced feel. Color guard could maybe be stretched a little bit more horizontally to kind of fill that negative space a little bit better there on the front. Hey, kind of a different character-driven alternative to marching you're doing. Some individual acrobatics. Good for you. Feels maybe a bit out of context. As far as an event goes, I wasn't quite sure what the build-up was to that, but still, as a moment in and of itself, it really felt strong, so good for you. Nice aesthetic tie-in here, color guard, with the flag choice. There's that musical phrase kind of repeating over and over again. And good, the color guard flag work was real sensitive to that, at least in the first iteration of the phrase. This is a little bit more successful. From a visual cohesion standpoint, the band form does a good job of directing attention to the red table and the color guard. Yeah, I think just the performance qualities, once again, wins. You know, it's a sensitive and lighter moment. It's being reflected to an extent, you know, bringing the horns down the way you did. But the marching just kind of has a heaviness and a sludginess to it that could hopefully be lightened up to be make this moment just seem more sensitive and just help the group feel more unified. Just really dialing in the degree of the knee bend, flexation of the foot, and just keeping control of the spacing. Now, this is much more successful from a performance standpoint. Yeah, this is really powerful and expressive. I think underneath that nice little moment of swelling could be just a bit more visual support from the winds, or maybe the color guard can contribute more there. Oh, changing to blue as the red drains through the center, an interesting way to take care of that. And monochrome with the flags. Okay, we got the progression of red to blue on the back prop, so we've got it here on the table as well. Color guard, you're surrounding the movement here of this blue table, and it feels to me like you're really introverted in your performance style. Yeah, get your faces, get your identity up here. The band has this like press box moment where they just blow hard on that chord. Color guard, you're kind of just in a pedestrian mode, more like with your gaze more kind of at the lower tiers of the audience, if at all. That could be a great moment of communication and communicating your character. I like the aesthetic tie-in here of the blue flags tied in with the prop there and the back props. Nice use of the uniform with the woodwinds facing forward and the brass facing backwards. That's a nice moment of clarity. A bit awkward with the pass-through of color guard and flutes. Two iterations of that musical phrase there. Three iterations, rather. The first two kind of picked up by the woodwinds and color guard. Yeah, I read that from a build and pacing standpoint, that works moderately well. Good for you. Yeah, brass are a little more successful with their more simple drill here on this move. Woodwinds are struggling with the bigger spacing, and there's some odd crisscrossing happening, especially in the flute section. Some individuals recovering their spacing on the hold there, which kind of takes away from the visual power and uniformity of the group overall there. You know, stick those forms, just like a ski jumper sticks a landing, and own where you are and don't recover when the group is at a hold. Yeah, this is really powerful. I think this, man, it's very strong in terms of form, good control of the lines there. Color guard, again, really underwhelming there on the end in terms of what you offer. A bit forced there, bringing out the mellophone and the saxophone there to the stage, but understand, you know, functionally why you made that choice. A bit awkward that there's like a lone clarinet that is outside of the arc. Almost kind of a competing soloistic effort. Yikes, what's going on? Huh. Rippling our attention all the way to the back. It actually ripples our visual attention to the backfield conductor. Just kind of beating time over silence. Feels real awkward, actually. I think you've got that kind of acoustic conclusion there in the pit. But a real awkward visual conclusion. I think there could be much more unity with the visual to the music there. Perhaps even reversing that ripple so it initiates in the back around the drum line and then it resolves around the table, which is what the show is all about, right? So unfortunately, the ending, I think, is kind of a point of more confusion rather than certainty. And so, you know, keep going after and clarifying that. I think in terms of the group, man, you guys have a lot of assets. I like the show overall. I think that there's a lot of good elements there. I think there's a really nice aesthetic. I think the drill has some good balance and staging throughout. I think there's a lot of little performance glitches in terms of the winds and execution of the drill and just, you know, pacing of some of the moves. And I think color guard could really just be a lot more expressive in terms of communicating the show and selling the themes and selling the interpretation of the music. All right, I wish you guys the very best of luck as you continue your season, no doubt. Really enjoyed seeing your performance today. Thank you.